When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, good Monday morning, everybody. It's the 29th of April. Only three more days of Portal Combat. Then we get to ignore Dion for a couple of months.
Well, he did on Saturday at the spring game.
How's he going to remind us of him?
Reality show? I'm here to say something positive about Dion.
Go ahead.
I could care less about spring game attendance. Okay?
That's positive.
I know that four schools had more than 60,000 go to their spring game. Yeah. Ohio State, Alabama, Penn State, and Nebraska. Mm-hmm. I'm over spring game attendance. Okay. Places that are passionate about their football will go.
Yeah.
Places that are not won't go. It's a weird measuring contest. So people that are knocking Colorado, what would you expect? Last year there was a bunch of hype. This year it was on the Pac-12 network.
And there's no snow.
And the weather was. So I said something positive about Dion.
That was.
Tomorrow, I will say something negative.
All right. Negative Tuesday.
Wait till Colorado and Kansas State play in October. Boy, little running backs are just built to live in the Flint Hills. Whether it be Darren Sproles, Deuce Vaughn, or now Dylan Edwards, who is going to Kansas State. A surprise there. Also, one other note about running backs. Jimmy. Ezekiel Elliott's back.
Yay.
Gosh, that is a perfect Monday Jimmy response right there. Love the Monday Jimmy response.
All right.
Didn't he re-sign Friday? Was it Friday it happened?
I don't know. I was watching how great your draft was.
Man, Friday really could have been a bad day where I live. Compared to that, and Zeke signing, not good.
Jimmy, it is sunny outside.
It is a gorgeous day. Shades of the Salvation Army
bucket right there. You ready for him to jump in it?
Hey, I want to mention something. There's a phrase that is being used that I love. Generosity beyond capacity. After the just the horrific day we had in our community on Friday, but then just the incredible response for the last couple of days. And either you were impacted, you know somebody that was impacted. I mean, heck, let's be honest. We're all going to be impacted because we're all in this together. But I want to bring something up. And I want to point something out, and they don't want the attention, but I'm going to give it to them. Our men and women that are in law enforcement in this town, they know this guy because he is a deputy sheriff. Everybody knows Dave Volenick.
Yeah.
So Dave Volenick has been blessed with a huge, huge heart. Man, one of the most compassionate guys you'll find. He also has been blessed with a hell of a pair of lungs.
Yes.
And he is the go-to national anthem singer for Omaha sporting events. Omaha hockey is where you see him the most.
Okay.
But he is a UNO dad. He is a UNO alum. And he sings the anthem. Heck, at baseball, when we don't have an anthem singer, it's Dave up on the screen singing the anthem.
Yeah.
He's one of the nicest guys. He loves this community. Mm-hmm. He loves UNO. And people love him. I mean, it's not just Omaha. He sings elsewhere. I believe that he graduated from Creighton Prep. So he'll go over to Creighton Prep and sing the national anthem once in a while. Unfortunately, Dave and his wife, they lost their home on Friday. Now, they also had a dog that went missing. One of the stories that is really heartwarming is their dog came back on Saturday. I think it was Saturday or it was late Friday, but you know, their house is destroyed and they're thinking, where is our dog? Their dog has come back. And they'll rebuild. And Dave has such a huge support system. I want to point this out. The Omaha hockey family is pretty damn good. The Omaha hockey team went to Dave's house yesterday and unsolicited, on their own, they got together, they went to Dave's house to help him pick up the pieces. And They don't want attention. They didn't take a social media team with them. They just went and did it. Good Coach Gabinet and everybody else in the Omaha hockey program for supporting one of your own. You and I know Dave really well, and it's awful. But, man, when you have a support system like that, you can't help but trudge along and start the rebuild and know that there are so many people that you have impacted that care about you. And I thought that's one of the many, and there's going to be more stories like that come out, but I wanted to point that out. So good on Coach Gabinet and his hockey program that they went unsolicited, no pictures. They just went to Dave's house to try and help him pick up the pieces yesterday. Good on you.
Yeah.
And then we're here for Dave and everybody else. But that's one name that people might recognize. Yeah. And even if you don't recognize the name, you'd recognize the voice.
You know the voice, and you, as D-Pick in the stream points out, he knows how to mess with the Nodak fans during the anthem. When they want to say Sue, he carries the note longer. Yeah, he's
I noticed
the man.
That when we went.
And, two things. You're absolutely right. I think that's a true testament to the type of person Dave is, that not even blinking an eye, you get that type of response from some of the student-athletes that you have a chance to impact when it comes to their game day experience. But also, this is something that I anticipate we will see in the coming days and weeks. I mentioned this with Crash on Saturday as he was asking about the spring game and how that can provide a little bit of a distraction, a much-needed distraction that day. And I saw, Matt Rhule brought the T-shirt up during the post-game presser.
Yeah, they did that during the flood, too, I think.
Right,
it raised like 75,000.
And remember, they had the tunnel walk that was a special tribute to all of the help that was taking place and all the first responders and all the people who lost so much. I think that the conversation we're having today, we're talking about Dylan Raiola, we're talking about certain student athletes and how they looked in the spring game and how they're going to perform in 2024. What we sometimes forget, and what I think also makes this state with all of its institutions, and I'm not talking about just the Division I, I'm talking about your Wayne States, your Shadrins, your Nebraska Wesleyans, your Midlands, all of the schools. You've got some great coaches in knowing how special this community is and how people, whether we're talking about Fremont, whether we're talking about Elkhorn, whether we're talking about Omaha, Lincoln, every place throughout the state, that when something like this happens, that not only the community gets involved, but people who probably don't even live or live more than 7 months in this city or in this state feel it as they're obligated to do the things like the UNO hockey team did. And I think that's very important what you bring up there too. There was no social media post about this. There was no social media team to say, hey, look at what great kids we have. They don't, that is not even close to the top of their mind right now. It's one of ours is hurt, someone who contributes to our success in our experience. We're going to help them out too. There are so many great student athletes. I wouldn't be shocked to see Creighton student athletes, Omaha student athletes continuing to do that, Nebraska student athletes, knowing these coaches and knowing, yes, they're competitors, they want to win every game they can, but how serious they take it, knowing that they're leading a group of young men and women to be able to do the right thing, that regardless if they go sign a professional contract, that they leave this place as better people. These are those moments that I don't want to say we expected out of them, because you never want to do that, but this is nothing would shock me if you start seeing folks from Lincoln, folks from Shadrin, throughout the state helping the cause here in the Omaha and the Minden, Iowa, and in Blair and everywhere that's been impacted by the tornadoes.
Yeah, if you need help or you want to give it, reach out to me. I got places where you can go, and we'll take care of you through our forum that we have. When we come back, we're going to talk about the most confusing team in college baseball. Who lost a series against Georgetown this weekend. Not lost a series, lost two games. Mm-hmm. Georgetown had to get on a plane after the rain yesterday. God, I bet Bishop was having fun. I bet Bishop was loving that. Game was going to start at 11.
Yeah.
They started like at 4:15?
Yep. Just to finish up a game and then not be able to play and finish out the series because you're up against the curfew.
I didn't text him because he was busy. I bet he had the greatest day of his life yesterday at the Chuck. Creighton baseball didn't. Nebraska baseball won a series. Omaha won a series. Why is Creighton so confusing? And they, by the way, play Nebraska tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. We're back with more after this in 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.